朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
人世间有许多的苦难。
There's a lot of worry and troubles in our lifetime.
几乎所有的烦恼都是由于人与人失去和睦所造成的。
Most of those troubles come from the loss of harmony and peace among people.
人与人之所以会失去和睦，乃是因为人与神失去了和睦。
People cannot get along with each other is because people lost contact with God.
所以要彻底解决人之间的问题，只有双方都先到神的面前与神和好。
To really solve the problem of all the troubles is for people, both all of them, come before God.
然后遵照着神的命令去实践神所定规人与人相处的原则。
So we can do what God has ordered based on His principles.
什么是人与人相处的原则呢？
What is the principle for people to get along?
如何能够建立一个蒙神喜悦的家庭？
How to establish a family that's pleasing to God?
如何能够成立一个神所祝福的团队？
How do you set up a team that's been blessed by God?
今天我们要从罗马书第12章9到21节来看。
Today we're going to use the book of Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 to 21 to see how we do this.
保罗一共提出了十项与人相处的原则。
Paul cited 10 principles for us to follow.
我们来看看这十项的原则。
Let's see, take a look at these 10 principles.
第一是真诚的相爱。
First one is love must be sincere.
我们一起来读，再读一次第九节，来。
Verse 9.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。恭敬人要彼此推让，与人相处应当是以爱做出发点。
To be with people, you have to start from with God, with love.
真正的爱必须是善恶分明的。
The true love should be able to tell the difference between the evil and good.
孩子做错了，我们不能因爱他就不纠正他。
And when Children made mistakes, we cannot because of case of love and don't correct them, discipline them.
一个善恶分明的人是比较容易去理解的人。
If you can discern good and evil, is someone that you can understand, is full of an understanding.
刚开始的时候也许比较难与这样的人相处，但最终他会成为一个可靠的朋友。
When you start dealing with someone, it's hard at the beginning, but once you can discern this, it becomes easier.
真正的爱也是需要热诚的相待。
And the true love also means to devote to each other.
这个不是指的你个人是热情洋溢的人。
And this is not just using your passion.
而是指的你愿意打开你的心，真诚的与人沟通。
It means that you can open your own heart and don't communicate with others.
为什么直肠子的人比较容易相处呢？
Why those people are straightforward is easier to deal with.
因为他愿意打开他的心与人沟通。
Because they want to open themselves to communicate.
真爱也是彼此尊重的。
AndTrue love also has respect in there.
恭敬人最好的办法就是做一个听众。
To honor others, the best way to do it is to open your ear to listen.
不要急着跟人家讲，要先做耳朵来听人说。
And don't jump to talk, but listen.
我发现我自己也是常常不知不觉中就会没有耐心去打断对方的话。
I notice that I also do that, sometimes interrupt other people and without paying attention.
其实这就是因为对对方没有尊重而心里面觉得我有话就讲。
And this is also is a myself lack of respect for others. I want to say what I want to say.
爱人才会被人觉得可爱。
So you love people, so they will realize that you're lovable.
所以与人相处的基础就是真诚的去爱人。
So to get along with people,is to love people with true love.
第二是要殷勤的服侍主。
Second is serving the Lord in zeal.
我们一起来念第十一节，请殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常使人。为何与人相处要谈到服侍主呢？
So why do we have to talk about getting along and then mention that we have to serve?
其实主不需要我们的服侍，他有许多的天使可以差遣。
In reality, God does not need us to serve him. He has a lot of angels.
然而主说，为爱我的缘故，你要服侍我。
And God says, because you love me, you should serve me.
我们服侍主，其实我们服侍人，其实就是服侍主。
We serve others just like we serve God.
你看旧约的时候，祭司他大部分的工作都是在服侍人。
And the Old Testament time, they serve people.
The priest.
The priest serve God by serving people.
所以他替人预备祭物，他替人祷告，医治人。
He prepared the things for offerings and then how he prayed for people.
主耶稣到世上来的时候，他也是在服侍人。
And Jesus Christ himself came to the world. He was serving people too.
因此他说，将善事做在弟兄最小的一个身上，就是做在我的身上了。
So if you do well things to the smallest, it's like you doing to me.
因此我们侍奉服侍人，其实就是侍奉主。
Therefore, if we serve others, it's just like serving God.
我们就不可以懒惰。
So we cannot be lazy.
我们不能说我没有时间去参与教会的服事。
We cannot say we don't have time to go to work and serve in the church.
或者说我不懂得怎么样去关心别人。
And or say that's, oh, I don't know how.
其实我们活了这么大，怎么会不懂得去关心别人？多半是偷懒的缘故。
So, we grow up this old now, we should know, and it's just a simple excuse.
这里讲到我们要心里火热。
And here says, keep our spirit fervor.
那原来呢，意思就是在灵里面有火在那里烧。
Just like a fire in your heart.
换句话说，圣灵是在我们里面的，很强烈的在那里激动我们。
So that means the spirit is really strongly pushing us.
有许多的时候，你在开始不愿意，但一旦你去服侍主，去侍奉人，去侍奉主，去服侍人，你就发现到你有一个动力能够继续下去。
Oftentimes, when we start at the beginning, it's kind of hard, but once you started, you find that there's a motivation behind us.
所以我们做任何的事，不当想是为那个人，或者是为教会、为牧师而做，我们应当想是为主。
So whenever we do something, not just mention to do things for sake of someone, but thinking in terms of serving God.
第三，我们要恒切的祷告。
Third one is faithful in prayer.
我们来念十二节，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。与人相处，与祷告神有什么关系呢？
So,Living with people, why do we have to talk about praying?
其实很有关系，因为祷告是把神邀请到我们当中。
That's important because when we pray, we invite God to come up our midst.
在盼望中要有喜乐，这是一个正面的态度。
And this is very positive, so we have to be joyful in hope.
因为我们对人虽然会失望，但是我们对神不该失望。
Sometimes we're discouraged by others, but we should not lose hope in God.
所以我们可以学习从正面的角度来看每一件的事情。
So we can learn how to look at things from the positive side.
即便一个人他的表现很差，做得很不好，我们仍然可以因着神，我们相信他会做好。
Maybe man's behavior or actions are not to your satisfaction, but we trust that he will be good.
人生苦短，我们何必为暂时的挫折而失去永久的喜乐呢？
So life is short. Why do we have to spend our time bothering, worrying about these things for the lasting life?
在患难中要忍耐。
We have to be patient when we are afflicted.
其实天下是没有过不去的。
And in reality, nothing will not pass.
有人说过不去过不去，最后死了还是过去了。
Yes, people say it's hard, but when he died, it also passed.
忍这个字就是在心上面插一把刀。
And the word, Chinese word, patient is a heart with a staggers on top of it.
所以如果你的心不痛，那还不是真正的忍呢。
So if your heart is not aching, you're not being patient.
外面肉体所受的苦还是轻微的苦，内心的苦才是真的男人。
External wounds is not hard, but the inside heart, trouble in your heart is really the hard thing.
但是神的帮助就是从我们的内心开始。
But God start helping us from inside in our hearts.
主耶稣为我们受了许多的苦。
And Jesus suffered a lot of pain.
他给我们立下一个榜样。
But he set up an example for us.
让我们知道在患难中靠着神给我们的力量，我们可以忍受各样的苦处。
To let us know that in the trials and we can survive and we can sustain ourselves.
何况我们所遇到的难处多半都会随着时间淡化的。
And most of our troubles will go away with the time.
就算是真的忍不下去，你还有一个办法，就是要祷告恒切。
Even though sometimes you can't stand anymore, there's a way to pray in earnest.
这是神给我们忍受苦难的秘方。
And that's the secret that God tells us how to stand.
因为主耶稣在我们的里面是与我们一同忍受苦难。
Because Jesus is with us inside to suffer along with us.
所以祷告就是让主耶稣在我们的里面来当家承担我们所受的一切。
So to pray is means to let Jesus to take the burden for us.
有一位姐妹她失去了丈夫独自一人。在她丈夫离开的那一天晚上。
And a sister who lost her husband the night that her husband passed away.
她整夜都不能够睡觉。
She couldn't sleep that night.
她就起来唱诗祷告敬拜神。
And she woke up, got up, and sang a song, and pray, and then sing hymns to God.
很奇妙的，第二天开始，就是第二天开始，她就能够从忧愁中起来。
Marvelously, and only on the following day, she already can walk out from this.
因为神的应许是给我们在受试探的时候，总要给我们开一条出路，叫我们忍受得住。
Because God's promise is that He will find a path for us to survive, to sustain through this trouble.
那秘诀就是我们懂不懂得用祷告来交托给他。
The point is, do we understand how to using prayer to put the burden and pass to him.
第四，与人相处的秘诀就是要帮助需要者。
The fourth one is to help other people in need.
我们来念十三节，请圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要依偎的款待。当我们有，我们就应当想到分给没有的人。
When do we have things? We should be thinking about sharing things.
如果我们当中有穷困而活不下去的人，那是我们的羞辱。
And if we have people who cannot survive anymore because of lack of anything, that's our shame.
因为我们是一个身体，任何一个肢体的软弱就是全体的软弱。
Because we are one body. If one part is lacking, it's the whole body is weak.
如果我们自己住大房子，开的新车，那连我们的老车也不肯给一个穷的学生，那我们就不是基督徒。
If we live in a big house and driving a new car and couldn't, wanted to give an old car to a student in need, and that means we are not true Christian.
我们再会讲圣经的道理给别人听也都是无用。
And no matter how you explain Bibles to others, it's useless.
所以我们要养成把焦点不都放在自己的这个，也要放在别人身上的习惯。
And so we have to change our habit, not focus only on yourself, but focus on others.
常常为别人着想，就会成为一个受欢迎的人。
And if you think in terms for others, you will be more likable.
如果有机会招待人，我们就要殷勤的待人。
If you have an opportunity to host others,And then we should practice hospitality.
有一位四川来的弟兄，他请朋友到他家吃饭。
And a brother from Sichuan, he once he invited others to his home.
他准备了水煮鱼、麻辣火锅。
And he prepared the typical Sichuan dishes.
一桌都是四川的菜。
And the full table full of Sichuan.
没想到他的弟兄不敢吃辣椒。
And he didn't think that, his friend didn't like spicy food.
所以那天晚上只吃了一点青菜豆腐。
And he only could eat some very light.
过后以后他妻子问他说，你为何不多预备一点清淡的菜呢？
And then later on, his wife told him that he should prepare somelighter dishes.
她的丈夫说，我是照着圣经的教训啊，客要一味的款待，就是一味辣味。
I'm treating according to biblical sayings to treat well my guests. According to his taste, I guess.
款待人是要从对方的需要来着想。
And to host hospitality, to show hospitality is to think in terms of your guest.
第五，我们要给别人祝福。
And fifth, we have to pray with blessing.
我们一起来念十四节。逼迫你们的要给他祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。什么是咒诅？
So what is curse?
咒诅就是希望对方失败，遭殃，遇到难处，甚至站不起来。
Curse means you wishing your adversary to fall down and cannot stand up.
什么是祝福？祝福就是与咒诅相反。
So what is blessing? Blessing is just the opposite of curse.
希望对方能够成功顺利，得到最大的好处。
So you hope, you wish that your adversary can succeed.
你知道神给我们祝福人的权柄，但是神没有给我们咒诅人的权柄。
And Lord gave us the authority to bless people, but not to curse others.
所以你不用向神求某一个人，神啊，你让他出车祸掉在坑里面，那不会，神不会听的。
So you don't need to do that because the Lord will not hear you.
但是神要我们去祝福人，为别人的好处祷告。
Lord wants us to bless others, to pray for others.
而且神要我们能够原谅别人的错事。
And more importantly, He wants us to forgive others.
我们的神把我们的罪投在深海的里面。
And our Lord took our sins and threw into the deep seas.
所以每一次我们想到神不纪念我们的过错，我们也应当原谅人。
So when we think about that, we should forgive others too.
所以祝福也是真心的去赞赏别人。
And blessing is really compliment others with your genuine heart.
我们原谅人就是要看到他的好处。
So when we forgive others, we're going to see their good side.
一个受人尊重的人都是懂得去欣赏别人的人。
One that's a very respected person is one that also can appreciate others.
其实赞赏别人比较容易，要原谅别人比较难。
Actually, appreciating others is much easier than forgiving others.
但是肯原谅人这个祝福更大。
But if you can forgive, your blessing is bigger.
还记得法国大文豪 Hugo 他所写的那一个历史故事 Les Miserables、啊、我不晓得中文怎么翻、啊、悲惨世界。
I remember the famous French author Hugo and then the author of Les Miserables、
啊、那一个逃犯逃到那个神父的家里面。
And that fugitive ran away to the bishop's home.
那这一个神父很热诚地招待他，他却偷了他的银灯座跟这些银的盘子。
And even though he was hosted by the government, and he still stole many items.
结果他被警察，这个强逃犯被警察捉到了。
So later on, the fugitive was captured.
他带到这一个神父的家里面，这个神父却原谅了他，说不是偷的，是我给他的。
And then when they brought the police brought him back to the home of the host, and the host says, he didn't steal, I gave him as a present.
这一位神父祝福了这个逃犯啊 ，Jean Valjean， 让他就有一个彻底的改变。
So through this blessing, so the fugitive really had a completely changing life.
后来他成为一个市长，也帮助了很多的穷人。
And he became a mayor, and he many years later he helped many others.
可见的祝福会产生一种连锁的作用。
You can see this, there's a chain reaction with a blessing.
有一次，有一个非常摩登漂亮的这一个这个轿车在纽泽西一条公路上行走。
Yeah, that was one very nice car on the highway of New Jersey.
结果在路上爆了胎，就停在路旁。
And it had a flat tire, has to park on the side of the road.
那这个车夫下来，发现他的备胎也漏了气，不知道如何办。
And this driver realized that his spare tire was also flat.
后来后面跟着来了一辆卡车，卡车上下来一个年轻人来问这个车夫说，我可以为你做什么？
So a truck behind that car and stopped, and the driver came down to ask what he can help.
知道之后，他就从他的卡车的后面拉出来了这些工具，替这一个轿车的车胎补起来了。
And then he later found out that was a flat, so he pulled out all the equipments to fix the flat tire.
当这个车子修好之后，这一辆黑色的 limousine 就后面的窗子摇下来。
And then after all this done, the back seat of this limousine, the windows was lowered down.
这一个主人就伸出头来对这个年轻人说，谢谢你替我把胎换好，我可以为你做什么。
And then the person sitting in that backseat and asked the driver who helped, what can I do for you?
这个年轻人说，不用谢我，但明天是情人节，如果你可以送一束花给我的妻子。
And so, well, thanks. So tomorrow will be a Valentine's Day. If you could send a flower to my wife tomorrow.
然后他们就走了。
And then they
真的第二天的下午的时候，听到这个年轻人听到门打开敲门的声音，他打开看到有人端了两盒的鲜红玫瑰。
And then the following day, and this young helper, and then someone knocked his door. When he opened the door, he saw someone with a dozen of roses.
哇，这个妻子非常的高兴，情人节收到了这样子的礼物。
And then his wife was very happy to receive such a gift.
那这一张卡片附在这一个玫瑰上面的这样说。
And there was a card, with the flowers.
谢谢你昨天替我车胎换车胎。
Thanking him for the service he did for changing the tires yesterday.
他说你的丈夫啊，你的丈夫
活。
他说顺便提一下，你们房子的贷款我已经替你们付清了。
And by the way, I already finished paying all your mortgages of your house.
最下面的签名是 Donald Trump.
And then signed by Donald Trump.
这是一件真的事情。
And this is a true story.
你知道祝福别人会引起连锁的反应。
You know that by blessing others, it will trigger a chain reaction.
第六，要运用同理心。
And six,is to use empathy.
我们念15节，请。与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。基督徒应当是一个蛮有喜乐的人。
Christians should be joyful.
因为我们有不犯罪的自由。
And we have the freedom of not committing sins.
所以我们脸上应当常常有笑容。
So we should have smile on our face.
我们不受这个环境的影响跟辖制。
We should not constrict or conditions by the environment.
你知道笑容是一件非常有力的工具。
You know, smile is a very powerful tool.
当然你是要真心的来表达。
Of course, this should be true.
因为一个再丑的人，他的笑容也会让人觉得美丽。
No matter how ugly the complexion, the smile, it will look beautiful.
所以笑是可以感染的。
And smile also can be contagious.
与人同乐不是别人快乐的时候你也快乐。
So when you be with others, when you, others rejoice, you rejoice.
与人同乐是要让你的快乐去影响到别人让他也快乐。
Yes, the true meaning is really when you rejoice, you should influence people,to help other people to be rejoiceful.
你不相信的话，如果早上你去购物，你对那个收银员，你先微笑，然后对他说谢谢你，你看会怎么样？
Yeah, you can try. When you go through the stores and cashier, you smile first and thanking him or her.
我试过多，我试过多次，你会发现到对方马上那个忧愁气氛的脸就展开笑容。
I tried many times, and then all the times their faces will open up and light up.
与人同乐是用你的笑去引发别人的笑。
Rejoicing together is use your smile to trigger others.
与人同哭呢？不是这样子的意思哈。
But that's not the same thing when you mourn with others.
那是你要分担别人的忧愁。
And that is when you share their burden.
我常说，当一个人在极端悲伤的时候，不是要你的劝告。
And I often say that when people are in troublesome times, is they don't need your advice.
他不需要你分析给他听，为何不要哭，不要忧伤。
And then they don't need to hear you telling, analyze why they don't need to be sad.
他要的是什么？
All they need is...
他要什么？他要你跟他一起哭，对。
They wanted you to cry with him.
主耶稣看到拉撒路他的家人在为拉撒路死而哭。
And when Jesus saw the family of Lazarus, when Lazarus died, he cried with them.
其实他知道他一祷告拉撒路就可以从死里面复活。
And he knew that he could revive him and then through his prayers.
但是他还是哭了。
But he cried.
那是圣经里面最短的一节经文。
That is also the shortest verses in the Bible.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus cried.
因为他有一个同理心。
Because he has empathy.
就是会站在对方的心思上来为对方着想。
Means that you're standing on other people's role and thinking like for them.
如果我们能够交换角色来思考，这个世界就没有战争了。
So if we often reverse our roles to think like for others, there would be no war.
第七就是要谦卑的辅救人。
And number seven is to be humble and to not to be proud.
我们一起念十六节，请要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要辅救卑微的人。不要自以为聪明，彼此同心就是有一个共同的焦点。
And when you have empathy, you have the same focus.
许多事情都无所谓对与错，是需要双方有一个焦点。
And so no matter what, we don't need to argue about right or wrong, we have the same focus.
那彼此同心就是先承认我们可以达成一个共识。
And this means we can, reach to an agreement on one thing.
然后我们从两个人都可以同意的共同点开始。
And then we can agree to start from that point.
这样我们互相让步就能达成协议。
So we can all give and take.
小则夫妻之间的争执可以这样的解决，大则国家之间的冲突也可以运用同样的原则。
Likewise for in the small matters like a family arguments,or in the, on the scale of nations,
但我们在寻求解决问题的时候，一定先要放下自己的身份。
And, but when you start seeking the solutions earnestly, we have to put down ourselves.
那就是说我们自己愿意暴露在对方的面前。
That means we really have to, lower ourselves.
中国人是喜欢要面子的。
And Chinese people like, like save face.
我们要放下身段比较困难。
And it's hard to give up our statues.
我们习惯于保护自己，善于伪装。
And we protect ourselves and put up a mask.
所以久而久之，不知不觉当中，我们对神也是这样。
And lo and behold, we also do this toward God.
但神什么都知道，我们在他面前有什么可以伪装的呢？
So, Lord knows all this, so there's no way for us to pretend.
所以你看亚当犯罪之后，他仍然与神争辩。
And see, when Adam committed sin, he argued with God.
因此，除非我们肯放下自己身段，否则我们很难与人相合。
So, unless we lower our status ourselves, it's very hard to live along with others.
主耶稣他在洗门徒的脚的时候，他首先做的也是放下自己做主人、做主的这个身份。
In the example that Jesus washed the feet of disciples, he lowered himself.
他脱去他做老师的衣裳。
He took off the robes of the teachers.
然后他用腰带束起来去倒水洗门徒的脚。
And he tied his waist and then poured the water and then start washing the feet.
谦卑是一种智慧。
Humbleness is a wisdom.
中国人说大智若愚。
Chinese has a saying.
那个不是故意装笨。
You look dumb, but you're actually very wise. It's not pretending.
而是要懂得收敛自己。
And this is to really means that you can, preserve yourself.
自作聪明就是你轻视对方。
And if you are full of yourself, you're looking down others.
谦卑的人总是受人欢迎的。
And humble person is always welcome.
当你承认自己不明白，你就容易被人接纳。
And when you, confess that you don't understand, you will be more easily accepted by others.
记得我刚来美国念书的时候，第一堂上课就是完全听不懂老师说的什么话。
Remember the first time, the first day I came here to study the first class, I couldn't understand anything what teacher was saying.
可是还装得好像听得懂的样子在点头。
But I was pretending that I was getting it.
可是到了第二堂同样的课的时候，发现到每一个美国同学他们都上前去交作业的时候，我都不晓得老师给了 assignment， 就急了。
And then the next following class, I suddenly realized that all my classmates was handing their homeworks, and then I suddenly understood. I didn't know.
啊，我下课赶快去找老师，承认我听不懂，请老师帮忙。
So I had to lower myself and to go see doctor of the professors to say that I didn't understand what he was saying.
孔子说，三人行必有我师。
Confucius said, three people.Ahead of me, one must be a master.
所以每一个人他都有可以教我的地方。
There's always something I can learn, someone to be teacher.
骄傲是最使自己吃亏的事，也是人际关系的杀手。
And being proud is the worst things you can do, and then is it to hurt human relationships.
第八就是要留意大众的心。
The eighth is.Do right things in the eyes of everybody.
我们来念十七节，请不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。当我们做事情，应当从大处着眼，从小处着手。
And when we have to pay little attentions to the small things, the big things, but start with small things.
如果你相反，就完蛋了。
If you did the other way, that's not good.
凡事都要想得大，但是着手的确实。
And think big, but start small.
我们不要存心报复。
And we shouldn't have a bad heart to revenge.
我们若是想要报复，那就是上魔鬼的当。
If you think about revenge, you already fall in the traps of the devil.
因为分不清善与恶。
Because you cannot discern good from evil.
我们要了解，在人面前吃亏，其实是在神面前得了便宜。
And so sometimes you take the short from people, but you're receiving the good things from the Lord.
所以不要犯众怒。
And don't be angry, and then against all people.
最愚昧的事情就是得罪所有的人。
The foolish things you can do is make everybody angry at you.
就好像 Donald Trump 一样。
Just like.
大家都怀疑他跟俄国的普京有染的时候，他却把调查他的调查局局长 Comey fired.
Just like our president, when everybody is suspecting he has some kind of deal with between him and Russia, he fired the person who's investigating that.
这个 fire Comey 可能是当做的事情，但是众人以为美的事，你要小心的去做。
And the people think that you ought to think deliberate what you need to do, all the actions.
在教会里面，大家都关心的事情，更是不能急。
And like in church, when there's all matters that's very important matters to everybody, you cannot hurry.
我们要谨慎，能够达成协议。
We have to be cautious.And then reach an agreement.
好在我们有圣灵帮助，能够减少我们之间的差异。
Thankfully that we have the help of spirit to minimize this.
第九就是要尽力的求和睦。
And point nine is live at peace with people.
十八十九节请念，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”我们要追求和睦。
We have to seek a harmony.
但你不要求改变对方。
But don't wish that you can change others.
夫妻之间都应当有这样子的原则。
In a family marital relationship, that should be the principle.
你要改变对方的捷径，从改变自己开始。
To change others, start with you, changing yourself.
在人际关系里面，老想改变对方的人，一定是一个失败的人。
And in general human relationship, if you try to change others, you'll be doomed to fail.
因为别人总会躲着你。
And then they will likely evade you.
但是夫妻两个人没有办法逃避，只有吵得天翻地覆。
In family wise, the other one cannot get away, so you will end up fighting against each other.
其实只要自己先承认 错了，然后着手去更正，对方会渐渐的跟上来。
If you confess that you're wrong, and then you try to remedy that, then that will work.
你说不对，牧师，你不晓得我那一半呢？他是打蛇顺杆上的。
And you say, hey, pastor, this is not right. My other partner is the whatever you touch, and then the worse he gets.
如果我让步，他就会变本加厉啊。
If I get go back one step, he or she will advance.
那是因为你没有让神来做主。
And that's because you didn't allow God to be the Lord.
生命记32章35节，神说深渊报应都在我。
Deuteronomy is in chapter 32, verse 35 says, it's mine to avenge, I will repay.
宁可让步，听凭主怒。
And so let God be the judge.
换句话说，我的责任就是为对方祷告，把他交在神的手中。
So your job is to pray and commit others in God's hand.
请问在我们当中有多少人，你是在与对方产生争执之前为对方祷告？
So how many of you that when you argue with people before you argue and then you pray first?
很少。
Not very few.
我们都是为争取自己对而与对方冲突产生的问题才来祷告的。
And we try to win ourselves and then unless we have losing and go we go pray.
所以那样的祷告就不能够经历神的大能。
And that kind of prayer won't experience God's power.
我告诉你，如果你要与对方爆发之前，你先去祷告，99%是爆发不起来的。
Before you reach to the point of blowing up, you start praying, and if you pray, that will never blow up.
因为祷告是把主权交给神。
Sure, through prayers, you give up your ownership to God.
我不是说你祷告像咒诅，哇，你让对方失败，我这次可以赢，不是那样的祷告。
We're not talking about praying, wishing other people to fail.
祷告是说，主啊，我把我自己交在你的手中，那个就是把水倒在引火线上就熄灭了。
And saying that, Lord, I pray that I'm committing myself to you like a pouring water on the fire.
你不相信，你回去试试看。
And you can go home and try.
在下一次你要跟你老公吵架以前，你对他说，哎，老公等一下，我先要去跟神吵一吵，我再来跟你吵。
So remember, next time when you want to fight with your spouse, go say, you're going to pray first with God and then come back to talk to you.
和睦是需要追求的。
And you have to seek the harmony.
就好像结婚以前女朋友是要追了，但是不能结婚之后就不追了。
And chasing after girls before the marriage, and you have to do it after the marriage.
和睦是要继续不断去追寻的。
And you have to continue seek peace.
第十，要以善来胜恶。
You have to overcome evil with good.
二十二十一节，我们一同念。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。以善胜恶，这是一个非常高级的目标。
Overcome evil with good is a very high aim.
但这个也是得神奖赏的标准。
But also this is a standard to receive the reward.
因为神要我们做一个得胜者。
Because God wants us to be a victor.
他要我们以善胜恶来改变这个世界。
Because he wants us to using goodness to overcome evil, to change this world.
爱你的仇敌是非常困难的事情。
Love your enemy is a very hard thing.
爱可爱的人容易，爱不可爱的人勉强可以，但是爱你的敌人，这太难了。
love your lovable people is easy. Love someone not lovable is okay. But love your enemy, that's so hard.
有人打你的左脸，右脸也转过来由他打。
And when some slap your left face, give your right face to them, to him.
这个真的能够做得到吗？
And can you really do it?
但如果做不到，为什么写在圣经里面呢？
But if it's not doable, why we have it in the Bible?
任由恶人来欺负，这个是保护自己，免得受更大的损失。
To let people to hurt us is actually a protection for us.
那个还是消极的。
This is
passive. 但更积极的是，你的仇敌若饿了，你就给他吃；渴了就给他喝，因为这是主动的。
So to be proactive, when your enemy is hungry, you feed him. If he's thirsty, you give him drink.
当你的仇敌落在灾难当中，这是神给你的机会。
When your enemy fall into a bad situation, that's your opportunity.
你不要说，哎呀，好家伙，现在是我报复了，我可以来好好整理一下。
And don't think about now is your chance to beat them up.
那你就比他更坏了。
And that means you're even worse.
我们应当把握神给我们的机会，饶恕别人。
And we should seize the opportunity for us to forgive others.
能够为的是彰显神的慈爱、善良。
So we can show God's love.
不是我好，我愿意原谅你，而是神好。我说信的神好，他要帮助你。
It's not because I'm good, but because God is good.
这里说把炭火堆在他的头上。
And here it says putting a hot coal on head.
这是一种古老的认罪的仪式。
And this is a ritual of confessing the sins.
就是那悔罪的人。把炭放在一个盘子，然后顶在头上来求对方的饶恕。
And he was putting a hot coal on the plate and put on top of the head and then go ask forgiveness.
因为你的爱，饶恕的爱能够感动对方，让对方愿意悔罪。
Because you're forgiven, the love of forgiveness can change others.
这十项与人相处的原则，说起来每一项你都懂。
And all these 10 principles, and you all know about it.
但我们还是做不到，我们经常还是在挣扎中。
But we always struggle, we cannot do it.
为什么？
Why?
其实保罗不是从第12章第9节开始讲。
And actually, Paul didn't start talking about this in verse 9.
他从第12章第1节开始讲。
He actually started from the beginning of this chapter 12, the first verse.
他给我们看到以善胜恶的基础是什么。
He showed us the foundation, how to overcome the evil with good.
我们来念第一节，请。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。我们要过一个以善胜恶的生活，首先我们要把自己献给神做活祭。
To begin to overcome evil with good, the first thing is we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
这个不是指说我要去念神学奉献给人给神做牧师。
And we're not talking about being a full-time committing ourselves and going to study seminary.
就做活祭就是旧的人与耶稣一同死，新的人与耶稣一同活。
It means that we died, we die with Jesus and then we live with Jesus.
所以那意思就是我们时刻是活在基督耶稣的里面。
That means we live with Jesus in Jesus Christ all the time.
什么是基督徒最高的目标？
So what is the main aim, objective of being a Christian?
哦、我没有时间，要不然我得一个一个问你们。你说说看，什么是基督徒最高的目标
？We don't have time, but otherwise I will ask each one of you.
啊，荣神也其实就是像耶稣一样。
And that is the be like Jesus.
只有你开始活出基督的生命，你才能够以善胜恶。
If you can live out the life of Christ, then you can overcome evil.
不断的操练顺从圣灵的带领。
And this is, takes practice to learn how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
昨天我在准备这个敬词要来预备放洗礼，我就放水在里面。
Yesterday I was preparing for baptism today and I was preparing the water, the tank.
水放完了放满了才发现两旁的灯坏了。
And after finished filling the tank, and I realized the light went out, all both were out.
我就小心的来换这个灯管。
And I was carefully to change the bulb.
但是还是很不啊，这个有一个灯管掉在水里面破了。
And then one of the bulbs fell and broke.
怎么办？
So what should I do?
那些碎玻璃在水里面看不见的。
And all these pieces and disappear in the water.
把水放掉，重新再来过。
Should I leave out the water and restart again?
那一缸的水谁付钱呢？
Who's gonna pay for the water?
所以我就很小心，用各样的办法把那些玻璃都扫起来。
So I tried all ways to clean up the glasses.
看起来是很干净了。
So it looks okay.
我想应该没问题了。
That was okay.
但是圣灵在我们里面还是放不过。
And the Holy Spirit was inside me talking to me.
如果下去的年轻人脚扎破了怎么办？
If the young person to be baptized and step on the glasses, what happened?
圣灵在我里面就说，你自己赤脚下去试试看。
And the Holy Spirit says, you try yourself with your bare foot.
你用手摸摸看下面还有没有玻璃。
Use your hand to probe if there's still.
要不要做？啊，只好下去做了。顺服圣灵，啊，结果我手也没破。今天两个年轻人脚也没破。
So obey. I obeyed and I was okay. And then today's the young man was okay.
我们要顺从圣灵的引导，你才能够活出来基督的生命。
We follow the leading of Holy Spirit.、So、
因为我们不是为自己活，是要学习为主而活。
We're not living for ourselves anymore. We live for Jesus.
你知道主耶稣他常常赤着脚走路吗？
So you know that Christ walked barefoot.
跟这个没有关系。
Nothing related to this.
我们要心意更新而变化。
We have to transform ourselves by.
第二节，我们一同来念。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。这个世界教导我们要保护自己的利益。
And this world, the world's teaching is to protect our own benefits.
世界教导我们要拼命的赚钱，然后疯狂的采购。
The world views tell us that we have to try to be aggressive and to buy things.
我们要买大房子，开新的车子。
We have to have a big house and new cars.
孩子一点睡不好，我们今天就不来聚会了。
And if the children couldn't sleep well last night, so we can skip church.
但是神说，不可效法这个世界。
And the Lord says, do not follow pattern of this world.
要查验神的旨意。
And knew the God, Lord's will.
所以当我们安静下来思考或者我们默祷的时候，我保证圣灵会感动我们。
So when we quiet our hearts and pray and seek God's will, we know that God will help us.
如果你不在乎圣灵在你心里说话，他是不会向你说话的。
So if you don't pay attention to Holy Spirit, it will not talk to you.
只有我们肯定愿意把自己献给神，完全顺从圣灵的带领，我们才会从这个世界的潮流中被救出来。
Only we commit ourselves and to Holy for follow and obey Holy Spirit, we cannot get out of this world.
所以那十个与人相处的原则，其实我们都懂。
And We actually know all the tense principles we just discussed about.
为什么我们做不到，乃是因为我们没有顺从圣灵在每一件事情上对我们的带领。
We cannot act out this because we don't follow Holy Spirit leading us in our heart.
请你相信圣灵在你的里面是很愿意帮助你去过一个以善胜恶的生活。
Trust me that Holy Spirit is willing inside your heart to lead you to overcome evil with good.
实相与人相处的原则。
The principles of getting along with people.
真诚的相爱，殷勤的服侍主，恒切的祷告，帮助需要者，给别人祝福，运用同理心，谦卑的扶救人，留意大众的心，尽力求和睦，跟以善来胜恶。
All the tenth principles.
行善的真正依据乃是我们愿意献上自己为活祭。
So the basic, the true foundation for acting out is to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
然后顺从圣灵，在每一件小事上学习心意更新而变化。
And follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to transform ourselves by renewing our minds.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你的话已经够清楚，讲的也够多了。
Lord, your words are clear and enough.
求主帮助我，也帮助每一个
朋友。如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。